Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, who are you?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and right now I'm calling in from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
It said Brian Davis. Who's Brian Davis?
That's what it's showing up right now?
Yes.
That's weird. No, basically we are a company. We are an independent research company in Miami, Florida, and basically what we're doing is just surveys. I don't know if it should come up with a name.
It says Brian Davis. What are you surveying about?
Most of this is like political questions, man, to see if you know candidates running for office. And
I hate Donald Trump. So if it's any do with Donald Trump, I hate him.
Oh, yeah. You can give us, provide us with the answer. This is a quick and fast survey. Is that something you can help us out with answering a couple questions?
So what are the questions?
Oh, okay. So we are a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work for a volunteer on a political campaign?
So it is political. You just said it wasn't political. But you just asked me if I work on a political campaign. Are you for the Republicans or the Democrats?
As a survey, right now we're just listening to what is your opinion. Does whatever you go with, we respect your decision. We just take everybody's answers and do like the company. What they do is we gather everybody's information to see what they think about candidates or what they're thinking about the elections. That's all the company does.
Okay. All right, give me the first question, and I'll figure out what you're doing here, or who you're doing it for.
So do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station?
No.
A newspaper? No?
No.
Thinking ahead of which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th. The first option they have, I'm definitely going to vote. Second option, I'm very likely to vote. Third option, I'm somewhat likely to vote. Fourth option, I'm not likely to vote. Fifth, I am not at all likely to vote. And sixth, I am not registered to vote.
I will vote.
So very likely to vote, definitely going to vote.
The most likely, I am going to vote. So you rattled off six things.
Okay, thank you. Which
answer for yes, I am voting.
make a difference on the elections. Next question is, with which political party are you registered? Democrats, Republicans, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, not registered in
any
party?
I'm a Democrat.
Oh, okay, thank you. Next question, are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Oh, thank you. What is your main racial background, African-American, Asian, Asian-American, white, other?
White.
All right, thank you. And Maz, what is your age?
62.
All right, thank you. Let me see. If the elections for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? The first option, definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
Definitely Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Next question is, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion on each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate as well. So the first one is Kamala Harris. Is this person
very favorable?
Oh, okay, thank you. Next one is Carolina Amnesty. Is this person
the worst person on earth?
Okay.
The last option, which would mean I don't like her at all.
Do you have very unfavorable or no opinion?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next candidate will be Aaron Huntley. Is this person very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
I don't know who it is. Are they a Democrat?
Oh, you never heard of this person? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Next one is Leonard Spencer. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Can you tell me if they're Democrats or Republicans?
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me give you that information. The first one I told you, Aaron Huntley, she's a Republican. Leonard Spencer is a Democrat.
Unfavorable on the Republicans, favorable on the Democrats.
Okay. Very favorable, somewhat favorable on Leonard.
I don't like any Republicans. So very unfavorable for any Republican and, you know, because of Donald Trump. They're only in this for Donald Trump. So, because they've all nominated him for, you know, to get elected. So I don't like them.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Let's see. Okay, and this one, so for Leonard, I can place you very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
I'll go very favorable for any Democrat and very unfavorable for any Republican.
Oh, okay. Thank you, thank you.
Yep.
Then we got next person is Scott Boy.
Yeah, I never looked anybody up. If they're a Republican, very unfavorable. If they're a Democrat, I'll go very, you know, they're good for me.
Okay,
the best of the good options.
All right, thank you, thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate; Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate.
Kamala Harris all the way.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And next question. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
I'm definitely voting for Kamala Harris.
All right. Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, and Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
Democratic candidate, Leonard Spencer.
Thank you.
I'll vote for him.
And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Yes.
Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. And as you may know, the Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges for forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges are created by her political opponents and expect to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for the Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Republican candidate?
Leonard Spencer, why would I vote for a felon?
Oh, sorry. That's a statement. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you. And next question is, will you say you are definitely voting to or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Yes. Definitely. I thought I already answered that. Definitely.
It's like
you're repeating the same thing over and over.
I do apologize. Yeah, some of those questions, they repeat it after there's another statement. Sometimes they ask the same question. Next statement is, due to the state representative Amnesty arrest, there has been an
You just answered that. You just asked me all about her. I don't like her. She's a felon. She will be convicted. Why do you keep going on and on about Carolyn Amnesty?
Oh, sorry. I'm just reading the statements right here. Sorry. Sorry about
that. Yeah, but what about it? I'm not voting for her.
No, that's
I don't
true.
Vote for criminals.
It's just a thing. I'm just reading it. It's kind of mandatory for a company to read this so that way you are aware. There has been a discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. You will now be asked about two political Republican candidates who could run in this November elections. If the election for Florida and State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Erin Hundley, the Republican candidate. Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
Yeah, the Democratic candidate. Spencer. I think I've voted for him 3 times already with you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Sorry about that. Like I was laying up. Sorry.
Well, you know what I mean? This is the third time I said, yes, Leonard Spencer. I don't know why you keep asking me for this, if I'm voting for the same candidate 3 times in a row. I'm not understanding it.
I know.
I'm getting ready to eat my dinner. You said it would be quick. This is quick.
Sorry. Next question. Let me just ask the question really fast so that way you just give the answer. And then I know that we are calling it during dinner time. Sorry. And when you say you're definitely voting for or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Yes. This is the fourth time on Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate. Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
You realize now you asked me 5 times.
I know.
Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, for the 5th time. I don't understand why you keep asking me the same question.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I will send a report.
Your questionnaire is goofed up.
It is. I will have to send a report.
Yes, very. Have you heard me say Leonard Spencer for the 5th time?
Yeah, that is true. That's true. It should be asked just once or twice the most. And we are almost finished. Just asking the last questions. So sorry about the same questions. And will you say you're definitely voting for or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Okay, are you high or something? This is
no.
The 6th time. Well, I don't understand. All right, I'm going to hang up now because this is really weird. Goodbye. Have a nice night. Goodbye.
Ah.